steht die Mishnah b'shiv drachim. We're on daf samach hey omid beis. Today is the last daf. Today is the siyum. Remember back in the day, I used to be making steak siyumim. We had a big minyan. We had food. We had gifts. I prepared a drasha. Look what happened to me. Mamish, did I ever imagine I can't complain because I have Rabbi Sholimin. Rabbi Sholimin is shakal kineged the whole, all the daf yomas we had before. The Mishnah and the Samachem Beis, the whole shul now is quiet and listening to the shir here. The whole shul. The Shiva Drachim, it says in the Torah, the Shiva Drachim, the Shiva Drachim, Bodgim es Azov. Isn't there a pasuk in the Torah? The Shiva Drachim, Bodgim es Azov, you check the Zov. Ad Shaloi Nizkak Leziv. Now, when does a male, a human being, a male, become a Zov? He has to see three, yeah, it's 2/3. This can be the Mishnah. What are the laws of a Zav? Shlomo Yevlo Masech Lazavim, Rabbi Shaul Lehman, the pledge, he's going to learn with me Mishnais every single day. On Zoom, I'm waiting for him to fulfill this pledge. Every single day, we learn for an hour Mishnais, the Mishnah Masechlis, using the Mishnah Behira, with the Rav and the Mishnah Behira, like I did with my good friend, Dr. Ariel, Yitzchak Ariel, who abandoned me. He got a job and quit. I learned him for over a year, literally every single day, Mishnayis with the Rav and the Mishnah Behira. And then he got a job and he quit, just like that. Cold turkey, unbelievable. I miss him so much, you can't even imagine. But Rabbi Shaul Lehman pledged that he's going to be mechaseh, he's going to be memale my chisroinai. Borei nefoshos rabbis, v'chesroinai. Okay, I want to leave you with a question. This is a murder question. If you have the answer to this question, you get $1 million. Question. When you make a borei nefoshos every single day, borei nefoshos rabbis, v'chesroinai. There's another bracha you make. Now, chodesh nisan, did you make the bracha on the ilonis? Stira. One bracha says, Bury nefashos rabbis, v'chesroina. And the other bracha says, Shaloi, Baruch Atu Hashem, Kinim Melech Olam, Shaloi chosar b'olamoi klum. Uborvoi, Briois toivois, Vilonais toivois, the bracha Birchos Ilonis begins with the word Shaloi chosar b'olamoi klum.
Is a person needs that, so it's not really something that's a chesed, that's something that's chesed. A person needs chesroinim in order to survive, so he needs those chesroinim. It's not a chesroinim, it's not a...
Boirei nefoshois rabois, you're coming to find that the chesed and the shama, and the velt, the guf. The neshama is created with the chesaron. Borei nefoshois rabois, v'chesroinah. But when it comes to the ilonos, we're dealing with the ilam agashmi. In the velt of gashmi, there's no chesaron. There is sheloi chosar b'olamoi klum in the ilam agashmi. So Shlomo Binowitz, Hamelech Shehasholem Shloi is coming to the end of the steer between the two brachos. I say in the Borei Nefosh, the neshama is chosar. It comes into the velt to learn with Rabbi Shaul Lehman to be memale the chesaron. But the guf, there's no chesaron. There's no chesaron in the guf. The guf is out. The guf has the velt, the gashmi is the velt, shloi chosar b'olamoi klum. You come to answer, you want $1 million. Ding, 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 ding. You want $1 million. Who's going to pay you the $1 million? Not me. But you'll get the $1 million. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash the one and only, the great of the greatest of the great, Mr. Aaron Rappaport, who I'm holding here such a beautiful sefer called Chazoin Liyamin. And Mr. Rappaport, to show you how much I'm machshav of this sefer, to show you, to prove to you how much I appreciate this sefer, I have here on the shelf, in the shul, another sefer from the same mechaber. It's called Chazoin Liyamin. Hagodah Shel Pesach Chazoin Liyamin is of Rabbi Yonason Zaks. So it goes to show, to prove to you how much I appreciate what you've done for me, because I wouldn't have this unless I really wanted it, and I got it, purchased it, and having it here in the shul. And look at that, you now gave me the sequel to Masechet Psachim.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much. I'm flattered.
Masechet is on what?
Masechet Psachim. Masechet Psachim. Masechet Psachim.
Why is it called Chazon L'Yomim?
I don't know. I have to read the Hakdama. I don't know. I got to read the Hakdama. Rapport, thank you very, very much for your very kind wish. Thank you. And you see, I proved to you how much a machshav is. You see? I have the Haggadah Mamash on the table right here in the shul, in Spinkul. In the real place. Okay, everyone over here is listening to my drush over here, and she was all the bachurim. Right, now we go. Now we're going to finally learn something tonight. We're learning about a zav. What is the law of a zav? A zav is a person that has an emission, a bodily emission. And the emission and the rule is there's a chilik tzivishin, a male and a female. This is very critical for the last staff from Masechet Nazir. The chilik, the male, what is the difference between male and female? A female, there's no such thing by a female of 2 days. If a female sees dam 2 days in a row, it doesn't have any effect on her. In order for a woman to become a zava gidoyla, called a zava, a real zava, with all of the halachas of a zava, she has to see ziva 3 days. If she sees ziva 1 day, shemeres yom keneged yom. A second day, shemeres yom keneged yom. Let's say, and that's it. And let's say on the third day nothing happens, there is no dam on day number three, and everything is fine and good. Akol b'seder. But let's say she sees dam 3 days in a row during the 11 days of ziva. A woman's cycle is 18 days. I don't mean, of course, it's not 18 days, it's 28 days, 29 days, 30 days, but it means something in the laws of halach. In the halachic world, there are 7 days of nida, and after 7 days of nida, there are 11 days of ziva. Which means if a woman, after those 11 days, after the 11 days are over, if there's dam, then she's a nida automatically for 7 days. But after the seven days of nida, then begins 11 days. And during those 11 days, a woman sees dam, so she's nothing. It's just she's not tamei for 7 days. It's shomeres 1 day, shomeres yom keneged yom. 2 days, so the third day is shomeres yom keneged yom. 3 days, a zava gedola, she needs zayin nikiyim. So the mekatzer, when it comes to the laws of ziva by an isha, it's 3 days to become a zavadilla. By a zohar, a male, it's not so. 2 days. If a man sees ziva 2 days in a row, he becomes a full-fledged zav, but he needs zayinikim, but does not bring any korbanos. In order for a male to be required to bring korbanos, he needs to see ziva 3 days in a row. So it turns out that there's a fundamental difference between a male and a female in regard to the fact that a male, after 2 days, becomes a full-fledged zav. He needs to observe zayin nikim, and he's an avatoma with all of the chumers. But only when he sees ziva 3 days in a row does he then need to bring the korbanos. But 2 days already triggers all the laws of ziva. A woman, there's no such thing. A woman, she's nothing. She has to observe a shmeres yom keneged yom, but she only becomes a zava after 3 days. And this is important. This is going to be very important for our Gemara, because here comes the shaila. First of all, by a zohar, what is ziva? What is ziva? And the answer is we don't know what it is. That's the bottom line. Halacha l'maaseh b'zman hazeh, no one today really can define with certainty what exactly is ziva. How is ziva different than shechva zera?
Today,
notion
of mira, that's when what is a man? What is a man's rule now in today's day?
So the answer is yes and no. Let's explain. By a woman, there's no different. A woman, ziva, is a very difficult concept.
By a woman, if she sees dam drinking in the main nida, and it's her seventh day, she can go to the mikveh at night.
By a woman, there's nothing special about ziva. Ziva is dam. It's the zelbedam of nida and nida and ziva. The only difference
is matter of when it is in the
calendar,
in the cycle.
Exactly. But by a zohar, a male, it's a different mitzias. Under a microscope, it's something completely different. What is it? It does not seem, at least that I've ever heard of, maybe I don't go talk to a chvesnish, a doctor. We don't know. Halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, we do not know what exactly is. The Gemara gives simonim, different colors, different, I don't know, I don't even remember.
It's not shit v'zera.
Right, it's not. But it's very similar. No, by a male, no. By a male, it's something very similar to Shechva Zera. What exactly is the difference between Shechva Zera and Ziva? I do not know, and it's not clear if anyone knows what it is. But it's not the same.
I read gonorrhea. You get a sexually transmitted discharge, a fussy type of a discharge. I don't know if that's actually correct.
It doesn't seem from the place that we know what it is. And so Shlomi Rabinowitz asked the question, is there any nafkmin halacha l'maisa by a woman bizman hazeh? Everyone knows, a woman bizman hazeh, noshim hechnidu al atzman, extreme chumras. That if a woman has a tiba shel dam in the beginning of her cycle, so min haTorah, she's tameh for 7 days, and she can see dam for 7 days straight, doesn't make a difference. And then on the night, and on day seven, she goes to mikvah, and in that night she's tahora. She doesn't need zayin liki, doesn't need garnish, doesn't need to do anything. However, women today are extremely machmir, and if they see a tipas dam, they treat themselves ki'ilu they're a zovel gedoil. Ki'ilu they saw dam 3 days in a row during the 11 days between the nidus and the nidus cycle, which makes them into a zovel gedoil, which demands that they observe zayin nikiyim and go to a mikvah. Now, it's not, there is one catch, what women do not do. A woman that's a zovel gedoila, to become tar from ziva, you need to go to a mayon, not a mikvah. So today, if a woman taka, it could happen. If a woman today taka became a zovel gedoila, and she goes to mikvah, it's not going to help her. I mean, it's going to help her from any tumas nida. In the event that she's a nida, it's going to be matar from the nida, monavshach. But if she was really a Zava Gedoila, so they treat their Dam Nida, their Dam, as if it was Dam Ziva.
But that has to be a Chumra. You can't treat it like a Kulan anyway.
It doesn't come out any Kula. Because because when they're going to go to mikvah, if they were taka on nida,
you said it's a different kind of a mikvah. You said
no. If they want to be mitar themselves from the din ziva,
right?
Then they need to go to a mayan and a man also. And they don't.
So what I'm saying, that's a cool. She doesn't go to a mayan.
There's no nafkamina today. Today, no one needs to be taught with tummy mace. A woman doesn't need to go to a mayan to be metahir herself from zeal because you don't bring kribonis. No one goes to the Beis Hamikdash anyway. So it's not nogeya. So the only time a woman needs to go to mikvah is for tumas nida. They treat the dam of nida like it was dam ziva binogeya harchoka zayinikim. But when they come to the moment of tahara, they're not successful in matar themselves if they taka were a zava. Because the only way you can matar yourself from ziva is by going to a mayan, not a mikvah. Where is this nogeya halacha l'maisa? Temple Mount, going on to Temple Mount. Now, Temple Mount, the Gedolei Yisrael that I think most of us are familiar with, they hold that it is categorically also to go to the Temple Mount, to go up the ramp and go to the Temple Mount. Okay, the B'nai Torah don't do this. They just don't do this. You don't go there for many, many reasons. Okay. However, there are a lot of people that don't share our hashkafa and go. They go. Even B'nai Torah, they go. Why? That's not our topic. They go. Whatever it is, they go. Now, here's the problem. When they go, this is what the Gedolim say. Okay, so supposedly when they're going there, they're not really going into Har Bayis because the Har Bayis is with a lot of questions. Lu Yitzui, they went into the area of the Azara, which is very unlikely. But let's say they would go into the area of the Azara. They're not, a Zov is not allowed to go into Machane Leviyah. A Tomei Mace, believe it or not, can. Today, every single one of us with a Tomei Mace. A Tomei Mace is allowed to go on the Har Habayis. You're allowed to go on the Har Habayis. Forget about the Azor. Let's talk about the Har Habayis. How do you know that? It says in the Midbar, it says, Vayikach, they took Bnei Levi, they took Atzmos Yosef Imo. There were two Aronos. The Aron of the Torah and the Aron of Yosef. Yosef was Metame, Levi, Sheva Levi, and Machane Leviyah. Machane the Levim had in their camp the bones of Yosef. A Tomei Mace is allowed to go on the Har Habayis. But a Zov is not. A Zov has to distance himself from two machanas, which means that a Zov is not allowed to go on the Har Habayis. Therefore, the Gedolei Yisrael, some of them, not all of them, are say, Bizman Hazeh, we do not know what Ziva is. And if a male adult ever in his life had two emissions of what he thinks is Shechva Zera, it can very well be, we don't know what it is, really he had an emission of Ziva. Or at least the mashahu of the Shechva Zera was intermixed with Ziva. And that means every single male adult has to take into consideration the possibility that Bizman Hazeh, he is a Zov. And if he is a Zov, I can't hear you. No, 2 days. Two consecutive days. By a male, two is enough. To bring korbanos, you need three. But to become a zav, two. Women?
I wondered, at what point in the history of the Jewish nation would the rabbis enact
When did they start doing Shem Nikir? Say it again. What did you say?
And how was it that it wasn't something between us to be a little laughing by? I mean, just from one day to the next. Okay,
so the Gemara says, Benois is a Gemara, it's a Farish Gemara. Goes back to Talmud Amorim, so it's going back at least 1,500 years ago. At least 1,500 years ago. Benois the Gemara. Benois Yisrael Hichmiru al Atzmon Shafilu Rois Tiba Stam Kechardol.
That's fantastic.
So I remember learning about this, that once the cloud, they were makabel upon themselves, it's true. Bezed and rubber stamped it, as that's the halacha.
Tens of thousands of people say, okay, you know what? We don't know the difference anymore. Everyone's taking shit. It's
astonishing. It's astonishing.
What do you mean we don't know the difference anymore? That's not what I want.
It's a chumrah. No, women, they get confused. All the calculations. Seven days, 11 days.
It means even if they see blood in your main nida, they don't wait 7 days. I mean, they wait 7 days.
Zayinikim. Zayinikim. Then not only Zayinikim, there's even more. There's Hefsek Tyre, there are more chumras. The Gemara only says there's no mention in the Gemara about Hefsek Tyre. Another couple of, there's even more chumras that have been added even later on. So the show leaves to reinforce your question. Tremendous chumras. What's talking the pshat? Tremendous, incredible chumras. And especially, you know, you go to OBGYN, they say that, you know, there are a lot of very big shilas about women who want to conceive. And the doctor says the chumras of Nida, of Zayin Nikim, are preventing you from being able, you're limiting the opportunities to conceive. There's a lot. And then there's all the study that a woman conceives later in her cycle. What are the chance of having a boy versus a girl? Is it contributing to the Shiloh crisis? I'm not joking. These are all medical statistics and studies and science and even the health of the baby. I'm sure they'll probably do studies of a woman in her cycle. She conceives earlier versus later. How does that affect the health? I'm sure there are studies about all these things. Yet, this is the halacha. That's the halacha. What do people do in unusual circumstances? I really don't know. I'm not, I don't, these are things that they don't know, no one talks to me about, I don't know anything about. But obviously these are very heavy, heavy, heavy issues, very heavy issues. But your Rishonim is asking an incredible question. It's a tremendous chumrah. And it affects relationships. It affects the Jewish people. It's a pella, pile ploying, that Klal Yisrael accepted this upon themselves. No ands, if, or buts. And Chazal came along and rubber stamped the Minag Yisrael into halacha, codified in halacha with incredible chumras. And from what I understand, women who have a shyness and their OBGYN tells them whatever, the doctor tells them, in order to conceive, you have to bend the rules, and they go to Rabbanim. Rabbanim aren't matir. They I don't know the details. I can't tell you the details, but my impression is, this is the halacha, and that's the halacha. And don't go tell me, oh, it's only chumra. It doesn't seem that they bend. They do other techniques, but the halacha remains the halacha. And you're asking an incredible question. Wow, such a chumrah, and it's not in the category of a davarish in roiv atzibi chol lamaboy. Obviously, we've been doing this for 1,500 years at least. The chasimus atalma took place approximately in the year 500, and it's mentioned in the Gemara. And it's part of Shulchan Aruch. And so somewhere in between the Chasimas HaTalmud and the Chleis and not that long after, it was codified as this Chazal, put a rubber stamp, yeah. This is the Halacha, no ands, if, or buts. It's the Akapella. The Nafkamin is go to the Harabais. And people do this. So some of the Gedolim show, forget about the Hashkofa issue. What are you going there for? Forget about that issue. Halachically, are you allowed to go? So they tell you, we don't go near into the Azara. Okay, you don't go to there, but do you go on the Harabayas? L'chor you do. L'chor, when you're going up there, so they tell you, no, we don't even go on the Harabayas, we're only about the perimeter. I don't, it's not true, because I see the pictures of people up there who take pictures. They're mamish. They're right in front of. They're. I don't know for sure, but I take it back. I don't know. It does seem that there are people that they go a little bit too far and they walk on an area which questionably may indeed be the halachic har habayis. If that's the case, the Gedolei Yisrael say, forget about hashkafa. I'm not talking about halacha. Halacha. You tell me, mace. What are you doing up there? Where's the paraduma water? Oh, that's aleph beis. A tamei mace is permitted to go on the harabayis, so don't challenge me on that. But you're not allowed, but you might be a zov. If you had a bodily emission twice, two times, two consecutive days, do you know that there's a possibility that in the shichva zera was a tipa of ziva, which makes you into a halachic zov? If you are a halachic zov, you're a zov gedoyla, you're not allowed to go on penalty of kares on the machane levia, unless you observe zayin nikiyim and you go into a mayon, you immerse yourself in the mayon. And I believe there are people that do that. There are people who go on the harabayis, they go up there, they go and they observe zayin nikiyim 7 days to make sure that they're clean. And then they immerse in a mayan, in a fountain, in a spring water, not in a mikvah. So then, manav shach. So therefore, they're no longer they've been cleansed from any chashash or ziva. All they got left is tumas mace. A tumas mace is permitted to go on the harabayis. And they're din drabana. Din drabana, you're not supposed to wear your shoes in the harabayis. Okay, so they don't wear shoes, or they wear sneakers. And what else? They don't know they have to have a wallet. You can't, it's very problem because if you go up to the harabayis, you want to have identity. Because if you get into trouble, who's going to come rescue you? You now go with your wallet. And you now go with your walking stick. Those are din drabanan. Okay, there's a lot of halacha that has to be discussed. But again, a lot of people say hashkafa, where we came from, is you don't belong there. Other people say mind your own business. If you don't show these Arabs who's the boss, you're in trouble. You have to. It's a mitzvah to go there. You gotta show these hilarious. Who's the boss here? It's a different culture. This is not it's like America. Nice, this, that. It's a very aggressive culture, and you have to show them. You got to show these guys. Who's the boss here? The Navi Minsk could ever said. Even if you're from those believers, you got to go. You got to show who the boss is. An American? has no right to go. Because you go up there, you show them you're the boss, and you provoke them, and then you run back to America. You run back home to America and sit lying in safety, and they take out their anger on the Israelis. You have no, you want to live in the country? Okay, maybe Taco, you have to go show them who the boss is. But if you're going to go provoke them, and then you're going to run back to America, and you're not going to participate in defending the land, that's not right. That's not right. If you're an Israeli, no. There's a swara to say that maybe Taco, you should go, face, whatever, if you have such a hashkafa. But if you're an American, it's not nice. Because going there is provocative. And they fight back and they do terrible things. And if you're not going to be there, you're just going to go and run away. That's so posh. Okay, let's proceed. For this love, now we've got Hakdama. Now here's another halacha. If a person does Hakasi Ziva, let's say, we don't know what it is. Today, Bisman Hazer, I don't think there's anyone that can tell you they know what Ziva is. Maybe talk to a urologist, maybe they know something. I don't know, I never heard such a thing. But let's say, Taco, we did know what Ziva is. The real thing. And the person has an emission of a Mara of Ziva. So we take him and we do an interrogation. It's called waterboarding. We torture him. And we ask him seven questions. You claim that you're a Zof. You over here claim the specimen comes back from the laboratory, confirm this is Ziva. How did this happen? Maybe you ate something you were not supposed to eat, which caused this to happen. In other words, it's not from natural causes. Maybe you took the vaccine, and that's why. Maybe you ate something, or maybe you saw something. What did you see? So I thought it meant you saw Epis Noshem. No, if you saw something which terrified you, terror, if you saw something which terrified you, that can cause there to be an unnatural emission of Ziva. Or let's say you ran in the Olympics, you ran, or you jumped, or you did certain activities which caused your body to react in an unusual way, which caused there to be an emission of Ziva, then you're not a Zohar. In order for a person to become a Ziva, it has to be natural. If the Ziva that was released was unnatural, then it's not a Ziva. A woman, now here's the whole Daf Gemara. A woman, you don't do any examination on a woman. Because a woman, that's the halach, the besara. A woman has dam 3 days in a row. Done. She's a Zava Gedoyla. There is no interrogation. There's no questionnaire to fill out when you come to the Beis HaMikdash how you became a Zav. So the one that wants to say, why don't we compare a male to a female? Just like by a female, there's no interrogation, there's no Zayin Drachim, waiting this Hazav. By a woman, there's no investigation because it says the pasuk, because her emission is all these things become tied together. Because a woman, her emission is Stam Dam, blood. Dam. A man, emission by a man. Rabbi Sholimin strikes again. Rabbi Sholimin strikes again. And we just over here, the return of the Jedi strikes again. Okay, so here, so this is the chilek of Zav, you do a bedika, and a Zav, you don't do a bedika. So the Gemara is going to suggest that maybe we can make a chilek. Sedition, he told me that word, I'm sure he told me the word sedition. Sedition is in between. A chilek sedition, the first two bedikos and the third bedikos. Maybe the only time we go and make an investigation is only the first two times. But the third time, no more investigation. Just like a woman, we never make an investigation. I told you all of the yesodos, and now those are the pieces of the puzzle, and now we will begin to assemble this puzzle to create a portrait of the last page folio of Masecht Nozir Daf Samach Hei. Remember, how many mitzvot do you do at the night of the Seder? How many mitzvahs? The Vilna Goyim Rabbi Eliyahu Mivilna, the Ilui Hagoyin Hagodol Hanoira. Rabbi Eliyahu, he says, he writes, you count, you are Mekayim, the night of the Seder, 64 mitzvahs. 64. 64 mitzvahs. We're learning tonight, Samach Vav, 66. I can't hear, louder. Online. Chat GTP. GTP. Chat, go to Chat GT. What's it called? Chat G? I tried, it's very good. It knows a lot. No, it has a lot of good answers. Very, very smart. It's artificial intelligence. It's very good. It knows all the answers. Everything. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It knows quite a bit. If you get the paid version, they say that's really brilliant. Get the paid version. Everyone's too cheap to buy the paid version. You buy the free version. Get the paid version. It's much better. Much more accurate. It's like a rough. The free version is like the Bible boss, and you buy the paid version. Vita. The Shiva Dirachim, now that we know we can do the whole thing in one shot. The Shiva Dirachim is Azav. Only Azav is a male. Number one. At when? When do we make the Medika? At Shaloi Nizkak Leziva. Before he becomes Azav, was only until the first two. The Chilik tradition, Azav of two Riyos. And three Riyos? Two Riyos, you're Azav. In Av Hatoma. You need Zayin Nikim. But no carbon. No carbon. A zav of gimel re'yos, carbon. So until he gets the shame zav, means re'ya number one, re'ya number two, you're subject to investigation. Boit gemes azav. A Senate hearing. 5 minutes for each senator to ask him questions. It's 5 minutes for seven senators to ask you all the seven drachim. Once the Zav becomes a full-fledged Zav, then, now the only question is, does he bring a carbon? Did he have it the third time? For the third Re'iyah, you don't ask any questions. If the laboratory comes back positive, he brings the Kavanas. Until the first two times, there's no questions. The third time, the first time there are questions, the third time there is no questions. So Nachum. What are the seven questions? What are the seven questions? They correspond to the seven Sheva Drachas. Do you know that? Shlomi? Gval Gedrush. Drush. The Zayin Bedikois. It's Kinege. The Zayin Sheva Drachas. The Zayin, the seven wonders of the world. I can't get to very loud because it's very noisy here in the Bet Midrash of Spin Cool. What? Get to louder. I'm Amish can hear you louder, louder. As I told you, until the first two. Up and Ad means Ad Vyad Bechlau. The first two re'iyos of a Zav, in order to become a Zav, a person has to have an emission 2 days in a row. If he only has an emission 1 day, nothing. Shechva Zera. 2 days, then he becomes a full-fledged Zav, and he has to observe Zayin Nikiyim. And he's an Av Hatoma. Well, the truth is, a Shechva Zera is also an Av Hatoma, but he needs Zayin Nikiyim. So until he is... No, they both agree. He says both. We are Shni. He says the same thing. Bria Rishayna Oshniya. The first two Zin, the first two Marais. In order for a person to be called a Zav, he has to come. He comes in the first day. Bezdin, I had a Re'iyah of Ziva. Here it is. Here's the specimen.
Right.
Then they right away they challenge him. Sit down. Take a seat, sunny boy. Take a seat. And they ask him the man Ishtan. They ask him seven questions to make a determination. No, no, they do. Of course they ask. Actually, Rabbeinu Rios. He just means to exclude number three. Rashi is just coming. It's the first two times they ask him the questions to the exclusion of the third time. Rashi, of course, Rashi, he asked the question the first time. Rashi expresses it differently. Actually, raw base until he gets to number three. They interrogate him number one, number two, and then once already they did it twice. So now he's a full-fledged Zof. He has to observe Zayin Nikiyim. And the only question we have now for him is: is he going to bring a carbon? Oh, the third time he walks in, we're not going to ask you any questions. He had a third Riyah, we're not asking you any questions. You're a Zav, you now need to bring a carbon as well. Why? Because he's not yet, because he's already, the Mishnah says, Raglayim Lidava. The Mishnah, this is unique, this Mishnah, the last two, three Mishnayis have gone on a spree, what's it called? Gone on a shopping spree for Raglayim Lidavar. All different examples. There is a likelihood. The common denominator of these last Mishnayis, maybe it's only place in the whole Shas. Shlomi Rabinowitz can fill us in on this. He learned Shas already. Everyone here at Spinkul should know. I'm speaking out to the whole shul. They're all watching and looking at me. Shlomi Rabinowitz, he learned Shas 37 times. And he can tell you exactly where it says Raglayim Lidavar. Shlomi, they want to test you, Shlomi. On Purim, I told all these people, this person can pass the pin test. He's like a little bachrim. He put a pin through the Gemara, so they asked this guy, where does it go through on Daf Lamed Zayin and some Sefer? So this guy was a wise guy. He says, Omar Rebbe Choma, Amar Rechanina. He was guest. They opened up the Gemara, and it was Omar Rebbe Choma. Can you believe this? He does this as a guest. And these kids, they really thought I was serious. He said, I made a mistake. I said Rabbi Chanina. Turns out Rabbi Choma. Close enough. Vaita. So Mishnah Via says, Meshiva Drachmanum says of Achlan is Luziv. Number one is Bemacho. What did you eat? Did you eat something that caused this to happen? In other words, it has to be natural, unnatural. Bimishna, did you drink something? Bimasa, did you carry something unusually heavy which may have caused your body to have an involuntary reaction that brought ziva? Bikfitza, did you jump? Uvechoyli, were you ill? Uvimare, did you see something terrifying which may have caused you to have this reaction? Uvihirhur, were you thinking about something? Okay, those are the seven questions. Next, Mishnizkak and Liziva. Let's say the person already has a Shem Ziva. In other words, had two years, and he already has a full subs off. And now the question is Ria number three. Mare number three, will he bring the carbon? Will you bring the carbon? Ain but gonna saw you're not gonna do. There's no bedika, and the Mishnah will tell you why. Because raglayim ledover. Once already the person has already achieved the ziva, it's likely that the third riyah is because of ziva, not because of annoyance. Now oinsai usveikai v'shechazarei tmeim. Number three explains. Number three, once already Mishnah ziva ain but gonna saw because now here's the chiddush. Even if the Zav comes in on day three and says, listen, I had a Riyah on day three. But it wasn't, it was because I ate something. I'm telling you, I ate something that caused this to happen. And it was against my will. It happened against my will. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. V'shichva Zarei. Let's say the Bezdin, the sample is given to a laboratory and it comes back that it's not Ziva, it's Shechva Zera, it doesn't matter. We assume that in the Shechva Zera is a Mashahu Shebe Mashahu of Ziva. Why? Raglayim Ledavar. If 2 days in a row he had Ziva, automatically the next bodily emission is automatically assumed to be ziva, even if we have an excuse that it's not. Because of the principle, this is a very deep principle. It's even if you don't even go to the Gemara, it's in the Mishnah. It's 2 days, you have it 2 days, the third day, even though you can be toilet in many other reasons, it's not because of that. This is an incredible Gemara, Mishnah. Because derech cloud, you don't say this, derech cloud, you're always looking for an excuse. Once you can hang your hat on a nail, we say that's where it goes. For example, there's a minhag among shochtim. Do you know this minhag? When they do shechita, when they finish doing shechita, at the end of the day, they take their knife and they bang it. They bang it on the table. They bang it on something hard. Why? So that the next day when they begin to, when they make a bedik, if they discover the next day that there's a nick in the knife, they got a problem. If there's a nick in the knife the next day, you know what that means? Maybe yesterday, all of the shechitas that I did yesterday were no good. Because if there's a nick in the knife now, there was a nick in the knife yesterday when I scored all the birds. Even though, but when I started, it was good. Yeah, so 20 birds later, it got a nick. So maybe we should call up all of the stores, call up Lotmart, and Moshe's, and Mountain Foods, and Pomegranates, and Lotmart, and tell them all the birds have to be eliminated because I did shechita, who might be one of your birds. So what do you do in order to avoid that shiloh? They take the knife and they bang it. So that the next day you discover that there's a nick in the knife. Oh, you know why there's a nick in the knife? Because I banged the knife. I banged the knife. You can be toilet. Once you have something to... It's not. There is no wizard in front of you. There is no issue in front of you. Right now, everything is good and fine. Right now, Shalom Al Yisrael, everything is good and fine. So therefore, this is the pella what it says here in this mission. This mission is saying that even though under the ordinary circumstances, we always look for an excuse in the world of halacha, which is totally valid, to be toilet in something in order to be matzah. So here, this person, it's day three. Day one and day two, we made an investigation, we have determined that he's takazov, that it was not because of an accident. It was natural. Now it's day three. And now, he comes in and he says, well, I had an emission, but you know something? Guess what? It's not even zero, it's takazov. And the laboratory results come back and say it is correct. Or let's say he says, I had an accident, or I ate something, I drank something, I jumped, I saw something. So let's be toilet that the third Ru'iyah was not, it's not natural. They say no. If you already had two Ru'iyahs, day one and day two, we're not looking to make life for you easy. You already, the principle of raglayim ledavar overrides the natural tendency of Chazal to look for something to be made, to be toilet. By the case of Shechita, everything is going good. I have no reason to assume anything is wrong. So now you go and you find the nick. Oh, you can say it's because you banged the knife. Or even banged. Because there's no reason why you shouldn't. Here, you don't say that because here already strike two. There are two strikes going against you because already I saw Ziva day one and day two. When you see Ziva day one and day two, and the bears and the curves and the curves are off, we now trigger a new principle, which we have never learned from Shas, called the principle of Raglayim Ledavar. This is a very good entry into every night we're going to be sugar. We're going to be sugar of Mishmas Lehoi Nikh. Eved Sama, this is the sugya. This is why I'm going. That's what I said. Mishim Nizkak Leziva, Ein Boykin Oisoi, and the Mela, Oin Soi Sveiko, Mishim Hazal, Tumeim. Sherag Layim Ledavar. Underline those words, put in bold, italics, and color. This is a beautiful story. The only king who learned this is Diana. Next aloha, Nayadin, Nayad Sugya. Also, another Sugya of Raglali and the Vakanin theme of all these Mishayis, that's what you're going to be out. Laws that have nothing to do with Nazir. These are all these figures of Raglali and Baba. The next time Nazir is the next mission, the very last mission in the Sabbath, this kid behind me, Barn, the kid, and he's going very loud, and driving me crazy. Next case of Raglayim Ledava. Hamaka, I really should have gone to the room. That case. But it's too late. Only 7 minutes left. It's not good for me to go into the back case. Into the back here tonight. Next. Amake es chaderoi. Yamdu l'nisa. Halacha is, you hit someone. What is halacha? If a person is hit and he dies, and the person eventually dies because of the make, let's say the person recovers. And then, he has a full recovery because he has a dog. And then afterwards, he dies. So do we attribute the death to the one that hit him? No. Once a person gets better, then the Roseach is off the hook. So what happens now? Hamakes Chavera v'yamdu l'misa, and they make a professional evaluation, he's going to die. So the male of the Roseach is going to get killed. V'heikel mimasha haya. And then, guess what? He gets better. Miraculously, he gets better. And then he goes home from the hospital. And then, and then guess what? He then reverses. He gets sick again. What is the halacha? Tanakama says, chayef. Pilipoyim. Chayef. A guy gets sick. He had this. I had a friend like this. And he was a Down syndrome guy. Down syndrome. COVID. I had a friend. He was a high functioning Down syndrome. He got COVID in the very very beginning, and he hovered ben chaim lemaves for 3 months. Yortzat coming up very soon. Mamish, he got COVID right away. Right away got COVID, they took him to the hospital. Mamish, they put him in an intubator, ganze mice, the whole nine yards. And then, a miracle happened. He got better. He pulled out of the coma. They took him off the machines. And they had this thing called well tab. And his mother and his sister, they were mamish, talking to him and showing him his room. And he was smiling, and the parents said, the mother said, Hoydu Lashem Kitar Kiliolam Chasta. 3 months, Mamish Ben Chaim Lomovis, they thought for sure he was going to die. A miracle of miracles, he got better, and they had a whole conversation with him over on the screen. They hang up. About an hour later, the hospital calls up and says, Baruch Diamonds. Cardiac arrest, dead. Isn't this the case over here? A person is hichbid when they hichbid, and then the hekel, and then he right away dies. He dies afterwards. What is the halacha? Is the person who gave him the disease is the chayav nisa? Tanakama says yes. Rabbi Nechemya or Oimer Potter. Why is he Potter? Tell him what he says. Shraglayim ledava. Shraglayim, what do you mean Shraglayim Ludovar? Rashi says, Shraglayim Ludovar Shloy Bo Machmas Akoho Mitchilo Hekel Mimasha Hoya. Pilei Peloim. If between me and you, Shloimi, when it says here Shraglayim Ludovar, who would you say Shraglayim Ludovar is going on? The Tanakama or Rabbi Nechemya? If I would not know better, I would think that when the Mishnah says Shragliim Ludov, it's going on the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, a person hits his friend, Hakov Nisus, and then he's about to die. A miracle happens, he recovers. And then, after he recovers, he returns to his previous state of illness and he dies. So I would say, why did he die? Did he die from what happened to him? Did he die from other causes? So I would say he died because of the illness. Oh, but he got better in the middle. It's a fake out. Sharaglayim Ladovar, he died because of the illness. No, is that what you would say? And yet the Mishnah Das Torah Hesach Midas Bal Balbayis, it says here, and the Chemi says he did not die from the ill, from being the Hakar. He died from natural causes, because since he got better, Sharaglayim Ladovar, that it's from natural causes, it's not from the Hakar. Misvar, you would say Pufaket. You would say, "Put back here." Why did my only by an Evan Kanani. You only say by an Evan Kanani that if he makes it for 24 hours, he doesn't die within 24 hours, then you potter. The halacha of not being chayv misa, the killing a human being, is only if he survives for 24 hours in yom yomayim. Then that's only by an Eved Kenani, not by a regular person. By a regular person, a regular free man, if a person is injured, and it's the Maisa Hakar was a Hakar Sheyesh Boy Lohamis, and the person gets ill, and the Bezin evaluates him and he's going to die, and then all of a sudden he gets better, he starts walking around, and then, punk. And then a few hours later, he dies, according to the Tanakhama, Chayev Nisa. According to Rabbi Nechemya, you're potter. So if you want to go tell me the principle of Raglayim Yadava, upon whom would you apply the principle? To the Tanakhama or to Rabbi Nechemya? If I wouldn't see this mission, I would say you would apply the principle of Raglayim Yadava on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, you hit him hard. Hakar, that's why for Nisa, and he gets sick, and then he recovers, and then he just dies. Raglayim Ladov, the reason why he died was because he hit him. No, isn't that the Pashup Shot? And yet Rashi says, when it says in Mishra, Raglayim Ladov is going to be Nechemya, Raglayim Ladov, that he did not die, because he got better. If he got better, Raglayim Ladov, he died from natural causes. What does Taisa say? Toiv says, "Rechayim Merang Ladova to Choyluhu, Choyl since the Hegel Mima, the Choyluhu Rimi Shacholu also Oisu Tess in the Me'el of Mace, the Me'el of Mace Choyl since the Hegel Mima Shoyu. I didn't turn the Rishag Lamudov and not going Hocha. Pella, not Mishap Pella. I'm willing to bet there are Rishonim that learned Pshat in the Mishnah Shag Lamudov is going into the Kama." Not Rabbi Nechemya. But on this page, Rashi and Tosfos both learn that it's going on the Tanakhama. Mazel Tov on the scene of the Sechta Mazel. Bye bye. Thank you for the gift. Thank you very much for the gift, Mr. Rapport.